This is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lal. And to remind the audience, this is the show that will take you a moment to wrap your heads around new thought, new thinking, new ideologies than the way you've been taught to think and to believe about yourself, your world, and your purpose in it by the suppression that comes from church and state and the powers that be. Today's topic, we're going to talk about exhibiting your talents that are usually apparent in childhood. Now, this is interesting because people don't understand or recognize, because we're not taught, of course, that prior to your birth, you plan a schedule for your life. Talents and abilities you'd give, things you're going to overcome in your personality, and your schedule for soul growth, and things you're going to clean up from past lives. It's quite complex. No one person's is the same as another's. Similar, perhaps. But if you go back to your own childhood, after that birth, you recognize you start to play with games or toys, and some children is quite different than another. But you'll have a focus, and then you'll start school, and you'll start talking about what you want to do or be when you grow up. And so all those qualities are there and inherent, but you'll notice prior to 5 years old, you're still playing games some kids like, Light Bright or electronic toys or going and opening things. Other kids like their dolls and they'll nurse their pets and their animals and things like that. But those qualities or talents are literally exhibited during that childhood time. Unfortunately, once we get to school, friends, family, teachers, society will try to push those talents or abilities aside or away, or even your goals to attain them or achieve them later on. Now, remember, talents are what you bring from past life training, what you've studied, achieved, accomplished from past life. Now, we have many at this point of evolution on the planet. We've been here hundreds of times, still trying to get it right. No, it's not a theory. Born again really means actually born again, not a religion. But we're kind of slow. So what ends up happening is we already bring from a particular pattern of past lives that we promised to work out and bring talents forward. We bring them in, or the proficiency for them, and the qualifications we're going to need to achieve that career path or job path and mission later on from those talents and abilities. Remember, there's only one purpose here in the world. That's it, soul growth. And then an adjunct to that is, how are you going to leave the world better than when you came? That's it. That's the whole thing. You're not going to take your toys, your accolades, your checking accounts, your houses, nothing. You're going to be asked by the divine hierarchy what you did with those things, your own soul growth, your own plan. How did you execute that? So talents are very important, because if you don't apply them, remember, you promised the divine hierarchy, God, creator, all there is throughout the cosmos, before you were granted permission to come back to Earth School 101, and that's really what it is. You promised to use these talents because you brought them for the benefit of all of us. They're not to amuse you in your own bedroom. Remember, they are for all of us. But unfortunately, when a child goes and starts to develop his own ability and his own focus, it's usually shunted by the parents. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. No, you can't do that. Let's get a real job. Let's focus on this. It's suppressed. So the child knows it has this ability or this wisdom. You'll see them. We see on America's Got Talent, we see young ones, older ones that didn't get to express theirs earlier on, but the younger ones that are doing it quite proficiently all of a sudden. How did that happen? And this is what happens on a metaphysical level. Remember, I'm a hard and fast skeptic. So I have to remind you that anything you hear me say or espouse, the universe had to beat me over the head 50 million times before I would believe it. And that's with proof. I'm a voracious, appetite for study, and that's been since childhood. But who cares? I like a lot of proof and validity constantly. So I won't say it or espouse it unless I've studied it for a long time, watched it, and seen it happen. Then I want to share it with everybody else, because we're way off track down here. So what ends up happening is that child will bring in a particular proclivity at an early age. Remember, the talent is coming from a past life opportunity. So in this life, just to let you know, in this life, if you have an urge to learn piano, and you decide, I'm going to take lessons, and you're not that great at it, but you're really okay, or you're just mediocre, do you understand the law of the universe? Next life, you will be a virtuoso at the piano. What ends up happening is the skill sets are hard down here, just going through normal life and getting the soul growth and cleaning up the personality and doing your mission. So when you take on a new modality or talent, it's rewarded in the next time because you took it and had this proficiency forward in this. So what happens is, even a slight proficiency in the next life when you come back, it will be virtuoso. Now think back at Mozart. How did Mozart have that happen? Do you understand? At 5 years old, he was composing full symphonies at that age. How did that happen? He composed them in his head because of a prior life when he was proficient. And so he chose a family because children choose their families 2 to 3 years before they're born as well. It's not a one-night thing, folks. It's a choice. They get to see the parents' life from the very beginning of that parent's life to the very end. They know how they're going to be raised, the experiences that parent will give them, whether the parents are going to be together, stay apart. They plan the whole process. It's not a mistake. It's that exact and that precise. Now, so they can't blame you, by the way, when they get to be adults. After 18 is their job, okay? But they contracted for a particular experience, good or bad, tough or not, for their greater soul growth and strength, okay? And we're kind of hard-headed down here, so some of the lessons are sometimes difficult. So what happens with that talent? It's, again, expanded. So we see the savants, even sometimes, that don't have the intellectual ability based on autistic issues or other problems, but they have the skill set. Where does it come from? Because from prior life, they're accessing it, but they ask for some sort of deficiency in this life. It reminds me of Helen Keller. Now, the eerie thing is that people don't know that figure has left books, copious amounts of inspirational data for us. She couldn't see. She couldn't hear. She was blind, deaf, and dumb. Couldn't speak. So the soul has a choice once it gets here. I can just, you know, dig mud holes and scream and grab food off of everybody's plate like she was doing before she met Annie Sullivan, her teacher. But what ended up happening was she had a choice on a soul level. She asked for the issue after it was an onset, I believe it was from chickenpox or mumps, one of the two, that caused her blind, deaf, and dumb at an early age, somewhere between 3 and 6, I believe it was. But what happens is she had a choice. And now if we look up her name on Wikipedia or on the internet or in the books in the library, she left us copious amounts of data and information and helped us not to judge from a point of deficiency. So we're aware the talents can come through no matter what. Now that soul would have chose that dynamic, knowing she'd have these severe obstacles to overcome this life. She gets major brownie points for that choice. Because remember, she could have just screamed, hollered, grabbed food off of everybody's plate and not give any inspirational input to the rest of us. So any time somebody gives a talent, it has an effect on us on a soul level. That's what happens spiritually and metaphysically. Inherently, on a soul level, it affects us all. So when we listen to music, it affects the chakras. That's what we've been listening to for hundreds of years. I mentioned this on the shows before, but keyboards help rid the world of procrastination, or percussion music gets rid of procrastination. The actor or actress is actually a healer for the rest of the world. So what happens is when they're working with their particular scene or scheme, no matter what kind of a piece it is, comedic, dramatic, they're helping to heal us, because we can't just go to work and come home. We have to see it and visualize it to receive information. And that's why we have bands and troops that have been traveling worldwide for our history throughout Earth, little clusters and groups that would travel and put on acts and plays and write from Shakespeare and prior and on down to the current time. So what happens with a child is they will come developed with this sense of urgency underneath their normal child state of what they're supposed to do when they become adult. And they're waiting. And the trick is, because we're placed by the powers that be in a world that usually means that both parents have to work to pay bills, their little qualities are set aside. The kids really don't even go out to play much, very much. They sit in front of the TV or some video game or some console, and they don't really get to interact with one another, which again shunts and suppresses their innate talent or abilities that they bring through. But that is also known by the suppression of the elite or the powers that be, because they just want drone-like mentality for those children. Now, right brain activity or creative activity always stimulates the psychic centers or the spiritual centers. And what do we have here? Is it a left brain dominant world? Thoughts, facts, figures, that is all the left brain is able to deduce. It is never able to deduce higher thought from the subconscious, higher consciousness from the divine universe. So here they are becoming very proficient drones for the elite or the powers of breed to suppress and use them as worker bees as they become adults. So what happens to that beautiful innate talent that they brought? So hence it causes that child to have to come back, complete karmically, what talents and abilities if he didn't get to use them in this life, it will be 10 times harder in the next life, universal law. And they'll choose to come back. No one will force anyone of us to come back. We will choose. But why do so? The child is already showing proficiency in their choices of games when they're younger, their choices of toys when they're younger, about their choice for career path later on. And we usually suppress, and then we follow what the teacher said, and everybody, oh, that's nice, but you have to do something else. Now, this is kind of eerie, because I'm going to relate a little story, and I had no idea this was going to happen, but as a child, my mom wouldn't let us go to school until we were in first grade. She thought it was, you know, like I said, a waste of time, and we usually went late into the first grade instead of the first week, so you're embarrassed. But at that time, I was already reading from 2 years old on, first grade readers. By the first grade, I was reading sixth grade readers, proficient in math and science and reading time and clocks and writing longhand, which was my mother's, just her issue. She wanted her kids to be independent. And I thought nothing of it. I thought all kids could do this. And so by the first grade, I was chided for writing longhand when the teacher said, sign your name. They said, you can't do this until third grade. I thought that's kind of eerie. But what happened is by the sixth grade, all the teachers knew that I was this unusual kid. And also psychic at that time, but I wasn't able to discuss it with adults at the time. But extremely psychic, so I pulled adult books off the shelf by 9 years old. But I recall in the sixth grade, the beginning of the sixth grade, I was so busy with my classes and studies and advanced classes, I still wanted stuff to do creatively. So I went to the teacher and I said, do you think for extra credit, like I needed, I didn't, all A's all the time, do you think for extra credit that I could put up a TV show with a book report? And I want to have an interview, a talk show, and interview people about a book report. And I asked, I said, each week we'll just pick one book report, and the person can put it up, and the kids can listen. Well, I did commercials in between that little talk show, built a cardboard box, and put it up there. And I had, just before that, started a column, an advice column, called Dear Yakety Ann. And it was posted. I would pull letters, real letters, from the whole, you know, the class of sixth graders, all the classes, not just my own. And I would write real answers to real questions and post it on the bulletin board, which was the foray into doing this little TV show that had commercials that we would all act in and do the vignettes. I'd gather the kids, and then we'd break, do those commercials, and come back to the book report. Well, I didn't realize that after I'd left and gone through college and all that good stuff, that the teacher now had instilled it in her class as a wonderful method, which is great on her part. But what I'm saying is, I must have known as a child, okay? No one told me. And our family was academically, you know, focused. But no one told me. So as a child, I was already doing what I didn't know that I would be doing now. Here I am on a second radio talk show that's now being turned into a television show. And what do? Help people with my professional psychic ability. I've done over 50,000 readings for clients all over the world. Celebrities, doctors, lawyers, state clients for years. So do you understand how it works from a child? So those talents and abilities must not be suppressed. They must be allowed to flourish for the benefit of us all. This is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The choice of the iPod generation. All music, all genres, all indie. Because music fans deserve better. KYHY.
Looking for great deals on apparel? Visit OnlineSalesMart.com. Currently, we have authentic Armani designer sunglasses at $100 or more off original price. Novelty neckties of all types for under $10. Necktie sets at discounted prices. And high-quality and genuine leather dress shoes, wallets, handbags, briefcases, and more for less. Visit www.OnlineSalesMart.com. All major credit cards are accepted and all orders are shipped on the double. Once again, that's OnlineSalesMart.com.
Larry's Chili Dogs! Ladies and gentlemen and citizens of the great city of Burbank, it's Larry's Chili Dogs, home of the best double chili cheeseburger in town! Larry's Chili Dogs! Check it out, folks. It's affordable, it's fantastic, phenomenal, even better than that. And if you don't have time, you can call in your order, 818-842-0244, 818-842-0244.
And we're back. This is, of course, Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau. And you can find more information about me and what I do as a professional psychic, as well as an educator and expert on spirituality and metaphysical sciences, and at my website at www.inthesecretgarden.com. That's www.inthesecretgarden.com. And I just want to say we're also offering, actually, I'm speaking and doing psychic readings on a special cruise called The Cruise into 2012, Surfing the Ninth Wave. It's coming up March 5th through the 12th at the Mexican Riviera. It'll be on Norwegian Cruise Lines, but my God, the rate is so low. I'm not kidding. It's really low for 7 days, all your food and entertainment, all that good stuff. But this particular seminar at sea has phenomenal guests. It's being hosted by Dr. Susan Shumsky, an expert also on metaphysical sciences, and Sean David Morton, as well as our speakers are Carl Johan Kalaman and Daniel Brinkley and his wife, Catherine, many, many other people, but it's an awesome quality. And that people that don't realize it, it's the time of the Mayan calendar's ninth wave of consciousness. We're expanding March 9th. And so I prepared an excursion with friends of mine in Mexico that are trusted with the Mayan elders there. And they'll be performing a very beautiful excursion for all of us in the seminar for this sacred Mayan ceremony to receive or initiate in this high energy that's coming on the planet at this time that we're going to need to surf our way through 2012 and onward. It's a tough phase for the world, but a great phase. We're going to be greater and better after that period of time, but a lot of change in between. So I'd really like you to come join me. And if you say my last name or write it down on your registration, actually, you'll get a great hefty discount. L-A-U is my last name. And it's www.cruiseinto2012.com. Once again, www.cruiseinto2012.com. And we are here today with my in-studio guest, and that would be Jennifer Collins, as well as Susan Olson, who was, is it Cindy Brady?
Yes, that's right.
Cindy Brady of the Brady Brunch, a show we all kind of grew up with and watched.
That's right.
Thank you for being here today, ladies.
Thank you.
Now, Jennifer, we know each other just a bit here, and we realized that we had some things in common about the entertainment world a bit.
Yeah.
And you and Susan are putting together a phenomenal
workshop.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A creative space for kids.
For children.
Yeah. It's a path with heart.
So this is a real acting course, not the schlocky ones that we see being advertised. And so what I like is that you two are involved and you have this higher consciousness about how children are to be created. But Susan, I think it comes from your basis as Cindy Brady on that Brady Bunch for so many years and seeing perhaps how it's misused in the industry, as well as Jennifer watching too.
Yeah, I had never really thought about doing anything like this. The opportunity presented itself. Mm-hmm. A mutual friend said, I have a friend who would like to do a workshop for kids. Would you be interested in that? And I really hadn't thought about it before. But, there's obviously being a former child star, that's not a label that I like.
Correct.
Because it's a label that has a lot of negativity
and
attached to it. Yeah, well, absolutely. Professionally, it's death. there is the controversy of is it right for these children to be doing this? And but there's obviously a need for children to be in the industry.
Correct.
Because children need to see other children on TV and in movies. And so if you're going to say, well, it's child abuse to put the kids in this situation, then the children that watch them are not benefiting.
Correct.
So what you have to do is change that environment for the children. and I'm living proof. I can't sell my memoirs because I don't have a bad story to tell.
Oh, wow.
I had a happy childhood.
Okay.
It has everything to do with having a very, very, very spiritual mother.
Perfect.
And she was very in tune to me, and I think that she imparted a lot of lessons to me. And I'm also blessed with, total recall of my childhood.
Nice.
So when it comes to these kids that are doing this work, I mean, I'm just naturally drawn to them. I was on the board of people who judged the talent show at my son's elementary school for 5 or 6 years. And
I remember those. I would go in those.
Oh, it's It's difficult because, you know, the difficult thing is dealing with the parents.
Yes.
You know, there will be the children who get up to audition and they're crying and they don't
yes.
want to be there. And you really need to take the parents aside and say, you know, don't do this. Don't do this to them. You know, maybe they do have talent. Let that blossom open when it's ready to.
Right.
And then you have the kids who are like me, who are like, I love this. I want to do it every single day. But there's this opposite force of people out there going, well, you know, really laying a trip on the parents, and just assuming that every parent that puts their kid in the business is some horrible, wretched Hollywood
yes.
mom
yes.
who, you know, doesn't let their child play outside and,
yeah.
you know, and that's not fair.
Correct.
So, you know, both sides can be true and false. And we would like to help the parents and the kids find their way of making everything healthy and an experience that enhances the relationship between the parent and child rather than hinder it.
A smoother, more highly evolved path through Hollywood, sounds like.
Yes.
Now, it's also safe for the child. So, Jennifer, you as an acting teacher,
yes.
as well, you see as an adult actress
mm-hmm.
and voice artist as well, you see what is necessary.
I do see what's necessary, and you get paired up with a child on an audition or actually on the job, and you're just going, oh my God, and you're dealing with the parent more than you are the kid.
Aww.
Going, you know, oh, he's got it right, don't worry about him, he'll be fine, reassuring them, and then they're either, you know, freaking out on the side, causing the kid more tension,
yeah.
which is really not where you want to go when you're, you know, on camera.
So you two should start to look for a class for the parents too.
That's the point.
It is.
That's exactly yeah. the point. In fact, most classes, they tell the parents
drop
to leave.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah. And even with the auditions for the talent shows, you know, we specifically said the parents could not be in the room because children do clam up when the parents are around.
I used to do it every time.
But you know what? I think that's the part that needs to be worked on.
Yeah.
What's going on there? And
correct.
And if a child can only perform when the parent isn't around, there's something that's not
correct
happening there. Now, granted, there may be some exercises where they might feel a little looser, and it may be more advantageous to have the parents gone. But initially, at least for the first session, we want the parents there.
Yeah,
perfect.
And we want to give the parents some tools that they can do with the child. You know, it's not necessary to spend quite so much money on acting classes.
Yes. No, they can do it together.
Yeah.
That
yes.
was
yeah.
the one thing that we collaborated and we said, I think we have something that's really so much different from the norm here. That we want the parents to work with the kids. We mm-hmm. want them to be their scene partner when they're rehearsing. When you know, and this is going to put them together.
Now, yeah. this is interesting because I had a friend that came from San Francisco to join. She had a job at one of those I will not name places that just herded the kids in, grabbed a chunk of cash from the parents
oh, yeah.
for pictures that were worthless, and they never got work. And all it was a mill to get the kids
mm-hmm.
in and to plaster, to get the photographer and then paid with these high amounts. And so she realized it was a ripoff.
Okay.
And then as a salesperson, they were pushed to make sure that they made their quotas per week or whatever it was. And I see that constantly in Hollywood
sure.
area. And so I know there are, as an actress myself, actress and singer and performer, I know that there are really only a few proficient classes in the whole city. And so for children, those are even more rare. And so Susan, Jennifer, with your background in the field, the name of your class so people can find out what is it being called?
Acting and auditioning, and auditioning to win, but you can go to, you can contact us through audition to win.
Okay, audition to win.
At gmail.com.
Audition to win at gmail.com.
Or you can phone 818-262-2086.
Again, please repeat it.
818-262-2086.
Now, this is important because, Susan, with your background as Cindy Brady of the Brady Bunch, as well as Jennifer's background as an adult actress dealing with children, this is a new concept to have the parents do, to run lines with the kids. And it also teaches a tolerance between the parent and child. oddly enough, you hit on something. I would go and perform at every, you know, audition for every, what do you call that, talent show. I had an unusual large voice as a child, and I would be always chosen to do the show, but my mother would always come late. She'd walk into the doors, and in the whole proscenium, in the whole theater, I would freeze on stage. Yeah. I would see her only walking down the aisle to grab a seat and interrupt everybody else. And in the middle of the song is what she would happen. My little whole voice would collapse.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
But I would have put myself into the audition, myself into the whole thing. It wasn't because I was supported by family. She would only appear for the performances, which would always clamp me down, which was kind of an interesting thing. So I learned just not to tell her when I was performing, and it was perfect.
That's smart, and we can get you beyond that if you're a child who's got the mother that, you know, makes them close down.
If I experience that, that means that children in the industry are, like you said, Susan, you've seen it, Jennifer, they are as well. And so with your classes and your intricate, tolerance of what goes on both sides, I love the proficiency you're offering. Mm-hmm. So the class schedule is, it looks like here on your flyer, it's 3 Saturdays for $150.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Unheard of in
Well, Jennifer had already started doing this. That's why we have Acting to Win
Perfect.
Already established.
Perfect.
And she's a coach. And, I mean, it was your path. I guess your little spiritual path that decided you wanted to get involved with kids. And then we got together.
Perfect.
And I'm sure that this will expand and become, you know,
But three Saturdays for $150?
Hey,
right.
You know.
That's unheard of
we
in this
We want to make it worth You know, first of all, I cannot stand that the overpricing.
Yes.
And I want to make it fair for, you know, anybody to be able to come.
Because I would like to attract the people that are not, you know, made
exactly.
of money and
Thank
already
you.
Put their you know, little Susie's been in 45
right.
acting classes.
Right.
If somebody says, you know, my kid, for some reason, you take him to a movie and he comes out of the theater acting like one of the characters. And,
yes.
you know, he'd like to do this.
It's a real talent
yeah.
that they
mm-hmm.
brought in this lifetime to give to all of us mm-hmm. in this present life. And perfect. Now, this is important because, how can I say, like I say, usually those groups charge $1,100,
$1,300. It's just not worth it.
And it's
it.
All about taking your money. It's
That's
not
all.
About the, you know, these places do not guarantee jobs.
Nope.
We don't guarantee jobs.
Nope.
You know, all we can
you
do, we're trying to help.
Proficiency, opportunity for them to learn a proficiency.
And trying to guide the parent
right.
to, you know, the parent wants to work with the child. It's not just about working with them like they're an animal trainer.
Right. No.
It's about nurturing that spirit. It's about
Thank
being
you.
Out in a cafe together and going, look at that interesting person over there.
Yes.
And encouraging the child's natural acting ability to pick up on
That's
the mannerisms
it.
Of that person
and
make it a game.
Them. Yes, to
That's
display
so
them
well
when
said.
They need in the piece. Perfect.
Exactly.
My mom used to do that.
Perfect. Now, I love your mom.
Love your mom even more.
Thank you, Delois.
So this is an important quality for children, especially in this town. And now what happens is people aren't aware of this, but in the last Great Depression, we're in one now, but in the last Great Depression, people would take their little nickel after hard-earned nickel, and they would stand in line all afternoon just to get into the matinee on Saturday. And at that time, Fatty Arbuckle was making $1 million a picture. Nobody knew.
Love him.
Now, what ends up happening is, because in time of crises and strife, financially and otherwise, on the world and the planet, people need an outlet to release,
Absolutely.
To take their mind off of their woes. And entertainment always climbs
mm-hmm.
in any other time of crises. Because as I said before, during the top of the show, literally it's a healing quality for the audience. Laughter.
So is.
For sitcom or whatever, or laughter, or comedic pieces, or even dramatic pieces. But laughter opens the heart chakra, and people don't realize that. A dramatic piece helps the soul to rid karma or to see the singer, the listener, if there's song or dance in there. The singer absolutely heals the audience listening of personal karmic debt. So all these modalities are all for soul purpose, for healing, for soul growth. And people just thought it was an aside. It never was an aside. So what I find is when children are pressed to say, well, what are you really going to do when you grow up? Well, I want to act. Or I find that when they come from a lineage of actors and actors, they may or may not have a proficiency. But better for them to learn at an early age, either a qualification, because everybody is not proficient in the field. However, for those that are or want to become more proficient, this is a way. Now, what age range are we talking about for your classes?
We're going 6 to 18.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. At 150 for the 3 week Saturdays, I think that's crazy. That's awesome.
We're crazy.
That's we're nutty girls.
And this is what it ladies. Should be. It should be this amount because that's all. And they get a proficiency. And then they can sign up again and again if they'd
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Yeah.
And become more proficient. But I liked also because people don't realize it's not just the chops. It's getting through that audition. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. We're going to pause for a little break. This is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Los Angeles. Music fans deserve better. Independent music is our format. The Y.
Attention all mobile phone users. Here is your chance to win free money, free prizes, receive product discounts, even have someone else pay your phone bills. All this including the world's best jokes, funny video links, inspirational quotes, and more. Subscribe now at freemobileoffers.com. There are no sign-up fees and you can cancel your subscription at any time. For more information, visit freemobileoffers.com. Once again, that's www.freemobileoffers.com.
Hello, my friends. Are you looking for tacos for any event? Look no further.
Okay.
Super Tacos. You can hear at Super Tacos with my friends Mario and Edith.
Sí, quiero tacos.
Their menu includes carne asada, pollo, al pastor, lengua. It also includes the jalapenos, grilled onions, and rice and beans.
I'm so hungry.
If you mention the Grab Bag Show, you get free rice and beans.
¿Qué es un Grab Bag Show? ¿Qué?
It's one bag with rice and beans.
Okay, I'm hungry.
Just mention the Grab Bag Show and just get the free rice and beans.
You can call Mario 626-487-4068. That's Mario 626-487-4068. Super Tacos, muy bueno para la quinceañera.
You can do it. Call Super Tacos at Mario Needed 626-487-4068 for any taco catering event.
Super Tacos.
And we're back. This is, of course, Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau. And just to remind you, you can find more information about me and what I do as a professional psychic, a metaphysical expert, spirituality, the basis for all what we do in the life. It's not just news, weather, and sports down here. There's more to life than that. And you can find it, more information, great articles, great links on my website at www.inthesecretgarden.com. And we're here with my in-studio guests. That was Susan Olson. That was Cindy Brady of the Brady Bunch for all those years. And Jennifer Collins, an actress and voiceover artist, also an acting coach. And they're putting together this fantastic class for kids from age 6 to 18?
Yep, from 6 to 18. We'll divide it up into two classes.
Perfect.
But we thought initially we'll get everyone together in the same room.
All right.
And with the parents as well.
And it's starting February 5th, 2011.
Next yes. Saturday.
And ongoing, okay? So they can always call. And the number again, I'll tell the audience again so you can write this down, folks. 818-262-2086. Again, 818-262-2086. And it's called Acting and Auditioning to Win for Kids. Now, what I liked in the last segment, you talked about the parents being interactive in
right.
your classes.
And I think a lot of times, you know, the parents do get this very bad rap, and
yes.
sometimes it's deserved.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times when it is deserved and the parent is, you know, there are a lot of Attila the moms on sets. And they're just misdirected.
Yes.
You know, all they need to do is maybe take that energy of concern for their child and just switch it over a couple degrees.
Mellow it out.
And get it away from hindering the child so that it actually enhances the child. And, you know, we talked about having the parents present, at least in the first
yes.
session. Granted, most kids do better when they don't see their parent. You know,
gotcha.
Look, my mom certainly did not hang out, you know, where she was within eyeshot when I was doing a scene because it's distracting. But always being present is very, very important. And like we were saying in the last segment, the parent's role of nurturing,
yes,
that you know, if you have a child that can act, you have a child that's very sensitive, mm-hmm, and very intuitive, and as a result, usually very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And the parent's biggest role is to nurture that talent, you know, in addition to getting them to the auditions on time, teaching them their manners, teaching them their lines. It's about keeping that creative vessel open and flowing and developing it. I had the chance to meet somebody who really impressed me, her energy, mm-hmm, Dakota Fanning.
Oh, yes.
Who is undoubtedly, yeah, you know, just a gifted,
yes,
very, very gifted actress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just thought, wow, here's this bud, you know, and she's, yeah, blossoming. And I met her because she was playing a friend of mine, Cherie Curry, in the Runaways movie. And this is like, you know, it was one of her first breakout I'm an adult now roles. Uh-huh. And just to be around that energy of this young woman who is so very talented. And she's got a career. She's got this mega career.
Yes.
But and her mom's got to remember, too, that she's also, you know, she's a teen. She's a young girl.
Both have to.
Yeah. Well, right.
We talked about that, and Dakota Fanning is a great example of what I said at the top of the show, because she brought a proficiency that was started,
yes,
in past life. Mm-hmm. So she might have traveled with a little troupe or got on stage a couple of times, and now it brings in this lifetime a high proficiency to give it as a talent and ability. And if that was sequestered or suppressed in her bedroom, she'd be going through lots of problems. So it needs a right brain or a creative expression always,
right,
because it's actually a healer for the audience. Again, not to forget, no matter what age, but she has a high professionalism, and we can see that. And how can I say, you, Cindy, to go through that kind of quality and still maintain that show? I don't know how long the Brady Bunch was on, for years?
It was on for 5 years, mm-hmm, and I did other things too, but yes, it kept coming back.
Exactly.
And so it became
a
life path, because I mean, in a really trippy, wonderful way, because, you know, as cast members, we do things together still, and we're still in touch with email, and every now and then we do something or another. And but just the fact that we kept coming back,
yes,
and doing different incarnations of Brady Bunch, you know, it's a great experience, and we're all very lucky because we all had each other, and that,
yes,
helped to keep our environment very healthy.
Now, what I talk about that in Hollywood, the healthy environment, because we hear all the sordid stories, and it's true, where children are misused, mm-hmm, abused, not by their parents, but by the people in the industry or the field. And many times you'll find it not only monetarily is the parent ripped off, but the child is ripped off in many ways as well. And what I like about your environment between you and Jennifer, as the coach and the founders of this wonderful acting and auditioning to win for kids, is the fact that they have a safe place, a safe environment,
yeah,
without all those other extraneous things going on that your parents are worried about with their children in this industry.
Well, and we'll teach them how to maintain that safe environment and know when that safe environment is being
encroached,
invaded.
Upon.
Yes. The first thing I think I'd want to tell kids is, if anybody says, don't tell your mom, what's the first thing you do? Tell your mom.
Yes. Yes.
This is the kind of thing, see? And most people just want that. Again, large organizations in the Hollywood area unfortunately want more. Now, this is going to be, the classes are going to be held in the Hollywood area.
At the Complex Theater.
At the Complex at 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood. And so it's important that there's only so much space. So they better get in there, especially.
Yes.
It's a nice gift to the child. It's a nice reward for the child for doing well. Like I said, with parent and in the home front. And this is a nice little token. Okay, you handle your chores and you will go here on Saturday.
Right. And if it's that's why also why it's not, you know, overpriced, because if I'd like to see the people that are toying with the idea.
Yes.
And want to see if it will work.
Exactly.
You know, if this is something good for their kid,
they can continue on, but that price is excellent. Again, I want to remind people that in the world of Hollywood, there are tons, even for adult actors, of places that will just phenomenally rip you off just monetarily. And what I saw here with Jennifer, meeting Jennifer Collins, as well as now Susan Olsen, is the fact that you have a real passion for getting people just to use the talent. So it's not money or dollar driven, which is quite different. We're in this mess in the world right now because of the dollar drive.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the greed drive.
Exactly. So. And there is a lot of greed in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first started to model.
Yes, me too.
And you too.
Oh, my God.
And you know, you looked out there, I'm sure, and saw all these modeling schools.
Yes.
And I thought, maybe that's something that I should go to. And thank goodness my mother was good friends with a former Bill Blass model who said, no, you don't need that. You just go to New York. Ah!
I have the Bill Blass bag that I'm holding up in the studio here.
Fun.
Anyway.
So funny. So here I went to New York and I did local shows first, you know, and I got paid.
Yes.
And I just did it, and then I went, after college, I went on to New York, and there you go.
Now, see, this is important because there was a reason for people drawing. Now, I hate to take still pictures, but the money was so good in modeling. I thought, what the heck? I love film. I don't care what's going on. I can write on. But for still pictures, it was difficult. But come on, to get that day rate, it was awesome.
It was great.
But you still have to watch out for agents, managers.
Oh, yeah.
And so in your class, the parents can learn, ask questions because of your experiences,
right,
and to know and have a beautiful pathway through without this big, huge chunk of change that they have to do a second mortgage on their home for.
Thank you. Yes.
Or put it on their credit card.
And also, don't put that mortgage on the back of the kid. If they are successful,
good,
do not ever make your child responsible for feeding the family.
Now, right, this is important because I have clients that have had children, very much so in Zoe 101, as well as several other shows,
yes,
that their parents are clients of mine for many years. And so I want to remember, that's important, one little boy, and he was basically doing that for his family, three other kids and the mother and the father. So it's essential that these kind of qualities, for the parent, they can learn from you both, as well as this, the course study. So tell them the website again, they can look for more information.
They can go to auditiontowin@gmail.com to respond to this. They can also see the flyer. We have it up on Facebook. We have a website that's my website, www.jennifercollinsactingworkshops.com. And they go to workshops and see the flyer.
All right.
And talks about the workshop with Susan and myself with the kids.
Okay. And on Facebook, where can they locate it?
That under? Is, it's under Acting and Auditioning to Win.
Oh, okay,
there's a
perfect,
like page, perfect, and then that's linked to an event page.
Perfect, okay.
And then I'm also on there. Of course, there are a lot of Susan Olsons.
That's the problem. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
But there is a like page for me, and if it's an adult picture of me and it looks like me, that's me.
Okay. That's Cindy Brady grown up.
There you go.
Now, for you two, it's on Facebook. If you just want to click there, you can go Acting and Auditioning to Win for Kids.
Yes.
And it's on Facebook. You can like it and find all the links to open up to that. That's excellent to do so. It starts, the classes are starting this coming Saturday, February 5th through 2011. And they're continuing. So they're continuous classes that are structured in three Saturday levels. And it's two classes, one for ages 6 to 12, from, it looks like, 10 a.m. to noon, and then from, that's a good time frame, too, usually they're about an hour. So this is great, 10 to noon, as well as for kids 12 to 16, or 18?
To 18,
and that's from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. But I love the connection with the parents, so the parents know how to guide the kids through all this.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so the parents can be guided through the industry, too.
Yes.
Exactly. And so that saves all of us. We get, again, a better quality once we take these kind of safeguards, as well as this better proficiency you offer us, Susan, as well as Jennifer, to get through without the... Because I see where the parents, they'll put an ad in the Craigslist. The line will be around the block with their kid that had no purpose. The parent wanted to be a talent, and they weren't, so they're forcing the kid up there. But it's 3,000 people that show up, and all they're wanting to do is push the photographer's rate and the big giant chunk of change that the people have to pay out. You know, it's like a lot of money, $1,100 to $2,500 for some sort of month class.
So many times it's not what is needed for the agent.
Actually, it's they're not even planning. They just want the money.
I mean, it's just
absurd.
It's a blatant rip-off. There are absolutely some of the greatest photographers here in Hollywood that specialize in headshot photography. That's what all they do.
Yes.
And that, you know, they have proven work
yes.
out there that's, you know, been seen and you know, put up.
And they don't have to get caught.
No.
So this is important for people to understand how this is done so the parent doesn't go out into debt more than they are.
Right. It's just a simple call to a professional photographer. They're never a part of a big package.
No.
Never should be.
Nope.
Very good. And I like that you perhaps could recommend or suggest a list that they could pick out if they choose, and then they can go off on their own, which is the way it's supposed to be done. So this is important information you're bringing in, again, a higher caliber. We're going to pause for a little break. This is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Simply number one, by default, 92.5 KYHY, The Y, Burbank Community Radio.
Hey, this is Rob from The Infield, Los Angeles' newest and best hot dog stand with over 15 different hot dog brands to choose from. So Brett, Vienna, Papa Catella, former John Dodger dogs, it just doesn't matter and the list goes on. Come to the best hot dog stand in LA at 14333 Ventura Boulevard at the corner of Ventura and Beverly Glen in the city of Sherman Oaks. Come on down, enjoy our baseball theme and enjoy our fabulous hot dogs. If you like baseball and you like hot dogs, there's just no place else for you to go. This is the place, The Infield, 14333 Ventura Boulevard. See you there.
Catering for any event. Look no further, homes. You got Super Tacos. Carne asada, pollo, al pastor, jalapenos, grilled onions, rice and beans. If you mention the Grab Bag Show, you get free rice and beans. Super Tacos.
50 people, $300. 100 people, $500.
No way.
Give Mario a call at 626-487-4068. Again, that's 626-487-4068. Call Mario for all your taco catering needs. And don't forget to mention the Grab Bag Show for your free rice and beans.
Super Tacos.
Fairy residence, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here. What's that? He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of those radio stations in this city that claim Los Angeles?
Yeah.
F*** them.
You know, you really need to calm down.
This is Burbank Radio, number one by default. We are Burbank, California, 92.5 KYHY, The Y.
And we're back. This is, of course, Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau. And you can find more about me, and I'll have a link on for my guest as well on my website at www.inthesecretgarden.com. That's www.inthesecretgarden.com. Now, just to share, we're going to exchange what we do here on the show today. The topic we were talking about, showing our talents and not suppressing them, especially in children. And with my guests, Susan Olson, former Cindy Brady of the Brady Bunch, as well as Jennifer Collins, actress and voiceover artist, as well as acting coach. We were talking in detail about this, and I talked at the top of the show how that creativity is informed. And during the break, I asked for your birth data, Susan, because I had seen Jennifer's before.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed when you told me the date, because you said August 14th.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, in the industry, under not just Sunday paper astrology, but advanced or spiritual astrology, you'll find that most actors have a high degree, a strong concentration of Leo and or Sagittarius in the birth chart. Okay, so it's there. But then I laughed when I saw your moon sign. Your moon this life, you chose it to be in the sign of Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
Because Virgo is the teacher.
And my mother was a Virgo.
So, the moon represents the mother. And so your mom had some rules and cleanliness and strict qualities that you saw her. But you asked for that, Mom, that would show you this proficiency for teaching as well. And the opposite end of Virgo is Pisces, which is her spiritual side. So she brought that quality, or you brought that in as well. So we pick the parent again that gives us the experiences we need as a child. But to let the audience know what I do, I am psychic, clairvoyant, clairaudient. That, of course, means that I see and I hear. I only use the tarot, astrology, numerology, palmistry, graphology solely as a third point of reference, only because I happen to be the biggest skeptic myself, Jennifer knows this, in the entire world, and I'm proud of that. But I've been psychic since very, very early childhood, and I figured God and the universe would not give a child this kind of a gift if it wasn't for the benefit of others. But I knew then, on a soul level, that it had to be utilized responsibly for the good of others and only learn from the right sources, never the wrong. You notice as I held my tarot deck up, there's a cross there. because people don't realize it was always a spiritual divine act that was suppressed by the church because they thought if you found out about them, you'd kick them out of power.
Thank you. I knew that since I was a baby.
Yeah, see? So we come here realizing these things. But the church had its purpose when people didn't have a conscience developed. That was the church. But then they didn't want to lose power when we started to develop a conscience. Right. And they started to suppress people from this talent. So I have always utilized this, but I think it's not good enough just to be psychic. I am a studied psychic. So everybody is psychic. It's part of the human nature that's been suppressed to varying degrees. And it's as if you don't use your left hand. You know what you'll do? It won't be as strong as the right if you're right-handed. So this proficiency for me is quite high. And the study continues. It must continue. Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, Muhammad, Moses, our mentor, so to speak, our icon, so to speak, are still working on stuff, but we're nowhere close. And it has nothing to do with man's 35,000 religions. It's soul growth, which is the true purpose here. So my job with this talent ability, I was going to be a doctor. What the heck, all the teachers knew and everything else. So this is kind of a sideline. I thought, what? But it was never actually on the side. My background was switching from medical doctor to psychology to parapsych, and then on to major studies, and then my master's degree in metaphysical science as well. So
cool.
It's important, but big deal, because I still study. I continue that voracious appetite and being led or guided. But on top of all this, even though, like I say, I've had my own show and 50,000 some readings to my credit, who cares? I want proof and validity each and every day. It's our lives. So it began many years ago on top of all this before it was trendy and in the books and movies. On top of all this, I see and hear your own guide, guardian angel. Now, it freaked me out at first, but I realized through the years, I pay good, humble, rapt attention because they know what they're doing. They control the show. They do know more than we do. It is not grandma, grandpa passed over. It's a highly evolved soul you chose between you and the divine universe when you were granted permission to come to the earth. Your loved ones and friends and relatives cannot be guides or guardian angels. They were just here, so they know just a little squeak more than you do, but they can visit. They come on the left side, if you see on those shows, and they'll talk and say, hey, you know, it's so nice. Remember the goldfish? All that nice stuff you can do in your own bedroom is my thought. Why waste time? That's nice to visit. But this is about your life and your guide, guardian angel, so to speak. No, they don't have wings. That's our stupid human side in the 9th century that picked up that undulating auric field as wings because we didn't know better. But it's a high energetic field that is polished based on their high level of evolution. And they never have to come back to Earth School 101. They're done. They've graduated. And they're dedicating this whole life to your life. You pick them with their proficiency. Usually they have an alignment with something you're going to be going through that they excel at. They usually show themselves in their last incarnation here on the Earth. But if I can see and hear them because I work at it, so can anybody else. I'm just human too. So literally you're able to ask at this time. I'd like to give you an exchange of my gift to ask a question about yourself, your life, the world, or any other thing you have that you always wanted to know about, because I'm going to give you the real truth that's been, like I said, not screwed up, so to speak. And also if it's a question about your life, they'll show us the answer and all about it, and you have free will to apply the information or not as it should be.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to ask about or on the subject matter itself that you've always been curious about?
Well, I just, I guess what's on my mind is I'm hopeful that I am listening and aware of the path and that I'm on it.
Okay, good.
Should I be patient or should I make a turn?
Okay, now this is kind of funny because I look back in the ephemeris. It's a book of 100.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I used to do charts.
Yeah, there you go. So what I found was I thought I would never have the time to learn this. There were so many modalities metaphysically. And I thought, well, I'll just learn the rudimentary stuff. Uh-uh. So in spiritual astrology, it talks about what you did in past life, what you should be doing this life, what you need to do, and what's coming up next life, if you want to learn it to those degrees that the divine universe intended, God creator intended its positive use. And as I glanced through from that birth data you gave me, August 14th in that year, it just shows me literally... you have the North Node this lifetime in the sign of Leo. So you promised in this lifetime to be known to the world. Your talent or medium or what you use to as that medium should be known to the world or the public. That's what you promise. That doesn't end in this life. Not only that, because you have Mars, you chose in this lifetime to be in the sign of Virgo. Now, Mars is our work and our career and the way we show anger, the men we choose in our life, and several other things, our actions. But Mars in Virgo is, again, the teacher. So you would teach us the proper format, the proper thinking, the proper attitude, and remember opposite Pisces of a high spiritual nature if you evolve that way. but with a perfunctory class or a structure that works to teach, because the way you teach, we're going to receive information that we would not from someone else. So that is high in the chart, as well as this lifetime you chose to have, Mercury in Cancer. So you love kids. You have an automatic nurturing for children. You also have Venus, Mercury is, my apologies, left above here to July. In August, Mercury changed into Leo. So that again tells me the actor was right there, having to have the stage as a child and as an adult to be able to lead, never to be told what to do. You don't like it, you'll tell somebody off. Nice or not, good girl. But what ends up happening is you have Venus in Cancer. That's where the Cancer lies, in that love for children. Yeah. The love for nurturing, the love for cooking and sharing love by sharing food. Let's go to lunch, let's get a bite, you want something. But with all these qualities, these are things you brought in. You have two past lifetimes showing, with Jupiter retrograde in the sign of Aquarius and Saturn retrograde in the sign of Capricorn. So authority figures in this lifetime you have an issue with, because past life there was a problem. Father figure issues with in this lifetime, because he held up his contract. And Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius means you had a selfless life, way too many cycles of past lifetimes, where you put yourself into selfless mode. So in this lifetime there's a lack of self-esteem or lack of self-confidence. You promise of the divine, this lifetime you get over. Until you're tired of people taking advantage of you monetarily or in a relationship life, when you've headed up to here, then you say, darn it, I'm worthy of good love, good relationship, good life, good pay, good money, good credit. Well, I mean credit for things. But what ends up happening is God in the universe says, yeah, Susan, I tried to tell you from the day you were born, you finally learned it. So it's a learned skill you promised to work on in this lifetime, as well as the mission this life, plus your talents and abilities for soul growth. But do you have a specific question you'd like to ask of me today?
What came to mind when you were looking at the ephemeris is, do you see what's going on with Saturn?
Say it again? Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. You just didn't want to go there.
Well, what happens is, how can I say, because she was born with this quality and aspect, and she would never be allowed. We plan the plan before we're born. We put the plan application in front of the divine hierarchy. But in between lives, where we really live, this is just school, we learn. We have classes there. And only if you have the proficiency. So they checked your file when you turned in your class plans. You said, I'd like to learn this and this, I'm going to clean up this part. The Saturn retrogrades and the aspects to Saturn, as well as the aspects to Jupiter and the aspects to the rest of the chart. What ends up happening is, because those squares there are major challenges, but what ends up happening is they saw on your spiritual file that you had all the tools to handle it. And you said, now put me in that circumstance at this time, and with those people too, the same ones, same circumstance in this life, and I'll prove to you guys I can handle it. But we only retain 1%, universal law. Mm-hmm. And so we're supposed to intuit, wrapping our heads around right brain to use the information to use. And they're going to watch, because you said, okay, they check. They say, okay, Susan, she's got it here. All right. That's all they said. But you promise. So karma is something we promise to clean up, good or bad. We promise the divine hierarchy, because we're all supposed to be evolving toward this more aware, more light. In the cosmos, I try to let people know we're at third level as humans on Earth, third level evolution. Throughout the cosmos, the God Creator has created, there are beings spiritually, intellectually, and technologically at level 12. So there's a long way to go.
Wow.
So no one soul on the planet is better than anyone we're still working. In fact, through the universe, they're looking at us, I always say, as purse dogs, but they love us. You know what I mean? So they love us like little pets. But
purse dogs.
They know at their evolutionary standard, they were at level 3 at some point. So they are respectful, loving, divine, but more divine than we think we are. More loving of God Creator and more understanding of that awareness than we are. So we need to humbly bow and continue our work and study. So it's extremely important. So on the path we headed, you had mentioned, am I doing the right thing? And that's a definite yes with all this here. Do you want to know if there's a certain particular plan that you have in the back of your mind you don't have to discuss? You want to ask if that is best for you to apply your energy that way, or will it meet with success? What do you really want to know today?
No, I think you really answered the question.
We're going to take that off air for everyone. I want to thank you, though, for being here, and we'll offer that off air. This is Beyond the Here and Now. I'm your host, Antonia Lau, and I want to wish you all the best.